Readers in dozens of languages are following the adventures of the girl with the dragon tattoo. Swedish writer Stieg Larsson was the first author in two decades to top the New York Times bestseller list with a translated book. And this Friday, the Swedish language movie opens in the U.S. Reporter Jesse Baker wondered if fans will be as willing to squint at subtitles as they were to read a book in translation.
The secret to box office success for a foreign language film seems to involve samurai swords and ninja warriors. Going all Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was certainly an option for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, but director Niels Arden Oblo stuck with body piercings and tattoos instead. His film's dark heroine has plenty of both and rides a motorcycle. Lisbeth Salander is the girl with the dragon tattoo. Her short black hair conceals her eyes. She wears black combat boots, sort of a Swedish version of La Femme Nikita. At times, it's not clear if you should root for her or fear her. The film's director, Niels Arden Oblo.
She's like a dark angel of revenge, in a sense. She's a squatter, punker, hacker. She has all those qualities.
In the film, Salander gets caught up in a 40-year-old investigation of a missing young girl and intertwines herself into the work and the arms of the film's more traditional hero, the journalist Mikael Blomkvist.
Varje kan omöjligt ha känt allihop. Liv mördades 1949. Harriet föddes 1950.
I can't wait to open the film.
Ted Mundorf is the CEO of Landmark Theaters, a key exhibitor of foreign language and independent film in the U.S.
We have found over the last several years that foreign film still plays a key part in the yearly success of our company, and people still are supporting foreign films. I'm frequently asked, have they gone away? And I'd say absolutely not.
Of Landmark's top 25 grossing films of last year, just three were foreign language. Landmark has high hopes for Tattoo. After all, the book was an absolute blockbuster, and the trailer makes the movie sound like one too.
Her journey has become an international sensation. Her secrets have captivated millions. Her story is a literary and movie phenomenon.
The literary phenomenon of the girl with the dragon tattoo spread across continents, largely by word of mouth, according to Sunny Mehta, chairman and editor-in-chief of Alfred Akinoff Books.
I think anyone who sees it is going to tell their friends much as they did about the book. You know, you've got to go and see it. That's what I anticipate.
Knopf published not only Tattoo, but author Stieg Larsson's entire Millennium trilogy. Tattoo is only the first in the series. The third is due out this summer. Mehta hopes the timing of the film and the release of the final book in the series will help drive sales for the film and the novel.
When we originally bought it, our real concern was whether this would be the one country in which the novel or the trilogy sort of wouldn't take. And it's been extraordinary watching it being adopted.
If U.S. audiences don't buy tickets to see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo in Swedish, Hollywood is already getting ready for a remake in English. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker.
Stieg Larsson's third book, The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, comes out in May in this country, but many fans have already gotten their hands on it. If you're one of them, we'd like to know what you think of it. Go to npr.org and click Contact Us, put girl in the subject line.